Well, first of all, how do you feel?
I feel great. I'm out of the hospital, doing good, hands working pretty good. I'm just happy.
Are you able to move
Yeah.
your fingers
yeah.
any?
I can move.
I'm looking at your left hand is in a...
Outrigger brace,
good. I was going to say something else, but try to guess at it. And you have this contraption that you can you can move your fingers back and forth with.
The band just keeps them straight. This relieves the tension off of it, and me moving that's all on my hand.
I see. Now, you've begun physical therapy, obviously.
Right.
How's that going?
It's gone good. It's long, but it's worth it in the end. The doctors can put it on, and they can keep it on, but the therapists are the ones that make it work, so that's really where the magic happens.
Take us back. It's 13 years ago you had an accident that involved both of your hands. What happened?
I worked in a steel factory. I was running a steel slitting machine, which is basically set up like a ringing washing machine. Instead of the steel going through the rollers, my hands went through there. The left hand was amputated and right hand was severely crushed.
So are you a right-handed person?
Yes, I was always right-hand dominant.
Now, how did you get involved in the transplant program? How did you hear about it?
I had followed it from a distance the whole time and through media, internet, followed the other patients. And one night I decided to start asking.
Have you spoken to some of the other transplant recipients?
Yeah, I've spoken to all that have been done here. I've spoken to all of those. I've met most of them, actually.
It's quite an exclusive fraternity. There's not that many people on Earth that have had this done.
Very exclusive brotherhood. Some of us are fairly close. They're all great guys. They're changing science.
So we go back a couple of Sundays ago. You undergo this about 14-hour surgery, something like that. What were those first moments like when you woke up and you were conscious that you had a new hand?
It's very overwhelming and happy. It's been a long road, and to know that you finally got what you were after is a great thing.
Now, have they told you anything about the donor?
No, I don't really know anything about the donor. It's a male donor. None of this could be possible without the donor and the donor families, Kentucky Organ Donor Affiliates, Indiana Organ Donor Affiliates. The sacrifice that the donor families made is just tremendous, and you can never thank them enough.
The hand did come from Indiana?
That's correct.
Are you a lifelong Hoosier?
That's correct.
So you're going to be staying in Louisville for the foreseeable future, I assume, with the physical therapy?
Yeah, the next 3 months I'll be in the Louisville area.
What's the day like for you now?
It's very, very busy. Lots of therapy mainly, and then you have your labs, blood work, stuff like that. And then occasionally we got the interviews, stuff like that. Pretty busy, though, from morning to night.
Yeah, I think there were 16 surgeons or so that did this operation. You have quite a support system going on here.
Yeah, very big team, very good team. They've done 8 hands and 7 people here. It's a very, very, very good team, well-known team. They're the best, and they're professional. They know what they're doing.
What is it that you most want to be able to do with your new hand that you maybe haven't been able to do for the past 13 years?
I just like to do things normally again. When you lose a hand, everything changes, how you dress, brush your teeth, deodorant, the whole bit. I just want to be able to be normal again.
Do you have children, if you don't mind
my
asking?
I have one boy, one girl.
What do they think about all this?
They're excited, happy. They think it's pretty unreal.
Have you been able to work since the accident?
No. I've been on disability. We get the hand going, though, that might all change.
Anything in particular you want to go back to or be doing for employment or go back? You want to go back to the steelworks?
No, that wouldn't be possible, but I've relocated since then. Really don't live around there, but the right opportunity comes up. I'd be happy to do it when we get the hand going.
What's the next month's going to be like? You'll be here for at least for the next few months, and then you plan to go back to Linton?
Yeah, I'll go back to Linton, and the therapy will actually continue in Linton. We'll get a therapist, local area, and the people here will kind of tell them how they want things done. And it's a long rehab process. There's a lot of rehab left to go yet, and we get it all rehabbed, and then we'll just have to see what happens.
Are you going to be an advocate for organ donation?
Yes. Yes, that's organ donation. That's a great thing. Advocate for the hand transplant program. It's a great program. Anyone thinking about it, they should at least get their answers or their questions answered.
Well, thanks for talking to us, and all the best with your recovery.
Thank you.